You having problems over there?
Hold on.
You got headphone problems?
Sorry.
I hate cords, wires.
I was being choked by my headphones.
It was like when you were born.
And I could look up and I could see 15 seconds left in the song. Oh,
nine,
no.
8, 7. And you're choking to death on your
giant
headphone
knot. Hey, it's KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, it's Friday Eve.
It's Friday Eve, so close.
It's
very close.
Awesome 3-day week last weekend, and now I'm spoiled. I want to get back to that. This is too much work, man. All this playing records and talking about them business.
Wait, weren't you off this Monday?
Shh. I forgot that Cyber Monday is not a national holiday.
Right, so this is only your third day of
and
work.
And I can't.
This week.
It's
I will
much.
Not accept this from you.
Come on, man. Where's your slacker attitude?
I've worked 3 days.
Yeah,
I'm out.
I'm exhausted. Holy cow.
Wow. You are lazy.
That is a fact.
Let's talk about Give Me Five, shall we?
Alrighty, fantasy.
Fantasy.
Yeah. Basically, with the word fantasy in the title is what we're thinking, but there might be, I don't know, maybe people come up with weird offshoots.
They do. Sometimes they stretch the rules, and we're fine with that.
We're all about that. Oh, you're okay with it for them, huh? I see.
So,
I get the picture.
So songs with fantasy in the title,
yep,
for the most part.
Yep.
People are dumb.
That's a fact.
On the show.
Yep.
We're going to ask you to turn yourself in as a bad driver. Because there's a huge study from AAA, mm-hmm, and they pretty much said, tell on yourself.
Mm.
What do you do that makes it bad on everybody else?
I know exactly what my...
Same.
You know your problem?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour.
Right. We have $1 American on the way this hour.
I'm going to win.
We have What's Up with Florida.
Mm.
And what is the KLOS name game up to?
I think it's up to $6,000, and it has something to do with a doll of some sort.
I don't really know.
I haven't been paying attention.
We will discuss before 4 o'clock. 95.5 KLOS.
GNR, perhaps. I think if you were to take that back to the 80s when they first got started, that would still be a massive hit.
I think
for them,
so too, yeah.
Because it's very much them, even though it's 2023. And that's nice and all, but.
What's up with Florida?
Always a good question.
Florida man, a pest control worker, arrested after allegedly exposing himself to customers. Now, I'm going to ask you a question in a few seconds, and that is, what was his excuse?
Okay. I thought of a bug that he sort of like, in a weird way. Sort of a roach.
A bug that he
a
liked.
Certain kind
a roach.
Of roach.
Gross.
Yes, a certain kind.
He's facing several charges after deputies said he exposed himself to customers while providing an estimate for pest control services.
Well, he wasn't even doing the job yet.
Right, he was just pitching them.
Hey, you know, it's going to cost you, hey, take a look at this, about $35 an hour. What do you think about that, huh?
Come on, dude.
Polk County Sheriff's deputy said Tyler Mountain, 27, exposed himself 2 different times, one in October of this year and one in November of this year.
Just getting started, man. If they hadn't turned him in, he would be like just a record of nudity.
They said that they began their investigation after a 76-year-old woman reported that a pest control employee exposed himself to her.
76?
While he was in her Davenport home to provide an estimate for pest control services.
So, why?
Why is the question?
Wow. So what was the reason?
What was his reason?
He wanted her to know how excited he was to do the job for her. I am very excited to do this job for
you,
man.
You think that would work on a 76-year-old?
I don't care for that thing, sir. Push it away.
According to an arrest report, the victim stepped out of her bathroom with his penis exposed, saying...
Yeah.
Hey, my zipper's broken. Can you help?
Oh, come on!
That's what he said.
That's what you try when you're 13.
My zipper is broken.
Hey, like, I can't get my zipper up. Could you help me?
Can you help?
Oh, man, dude.
And the 76-year-old said, no.
No, but you can have a cookie.
I doubt she gave him a cookie.
Yeah, I have a cookie, dear.
Both times he did the exact same thing. Went to the bathroom, came out, penis exposed. Asked for help with the zipper.
What's wrong with people? Come on, man.
This man used his work position to gain access to the home of these women and then sexually exposed himself.
Exposed himself.
He did both, yes. He's being charged with lewd exhibition and lewd exhibition.
And
I don't know why those are listed as two charges.
That's bizarre.
To an elderly person. Both times it was an elderly person.
And crappy excuses as well. He should be charged with that. Like, come on, man.
That's the one that should put him in jail.
Yeah.
Great song to be bitter by.
You want to sit around and be bitter? There you go. Fleetwood Mac. I love that song. Bitter now.
I'm not looking to be bitter.
It's a lot of fun. You should try it.
Is that cool?
Yeah. Well, no.
CNN Travel has done a study on the 2023 worldwide cost of living.
Oh, which is insanely expensive.
173 major cities around the world.
Right.
And they took individual prices across 200 products and services.
Okay.
And they came up with the world's 10 most expensive cities for 2023.
Oh, yeah. Dollar, that's what I need. You need more than a dollar for these cities is what you're saying.
Though. Yes.
Very, very expensive.
There are three of them that are ties. And if you get one of the two that are tied, I'll give it to you.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Because
all right.
It's sort of a difficult list.
I mean, considering how expensive it is in these cities, maybe this should be one $10 bill today. What do you think?
We do one American dollar.
I tried. People, I tried.
Here on the show?
By the way, one American dollar is brought to you by Yamaval Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar at Yamaval, or maybe if Kevin will give you $10, you spend that. And maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamaval.com. All right, most expensive cities. One of the ones I've always wanted to go to.
All right, I just lied. Let me separate something.
Okay.
There are ties on here, but they're listed as, for example, number one is listed as number one, and the next is third.
Right.
So both of that, one is one and one is two. So I'm not going to give you credit for getting half of the tie.
My life is like this always. Great promises of wealth and then
the world's
nothing.
10 most expensive cities.
I've always wanted to go to Tokyo, but I'm afraid it's going to be very expensive. And I don't think I can afford it these days. Tokyo, is it on the list?
Tokyo.
Yeah.
Tokyo. Is your guess. Let me make sure.
Tokyo. I don't like that, having to look. Oh, come on. Yes, all right, sir. So I can go to Tokyo. It's super cheap.
Yeah, it's very cheap.
That's awesome.
That's what we're saying, is if it's not on this list, it's so affordable.
Dubai.
Dubai.
Crazy to go there, first of all. But secondly, you got to have a lot of money. Oh, come on, man. That's
incorrect.
You know, that's the problem, is I'm not a rich man. I don't know.
Correct. I think you'll agree with these when you hear them.
Well, CNN has done that. I can't argue with that. Monte Carlo? That's
an Monte expensive Carlo.
City to be in.
Is a great guess. Incorrect.
Well, let's come back to these United States. I know it's very expensive to live in New York City.
New York.
Yay.
Nicely done. It's third.
London.
Hold on. Slow down, man.
That's where they don't wear... No, that's France where they don't wear any underpants. But anyways, London.
Wait, what's your answer?
London.
London. Okay.
In the United Kingdom is cheap as hell.
Incorrect.
You know, we saw the Queen when we were in London.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was really weird. Our cab driver, we were heading towards...
A little bobblehead on your cab?
Yeah. We're heading towards Buckingham Palace, and she was coming out in the vehicle, like in this really fancy car.
Sure.
She was sitting in the back seat, and our cab driver lost his mind. Oh, my God, I've lived here all my life. I've never seen the Queen. And there she is.
Did she reach out her hand and go, hello?
I flipped her off.
Hello, commoners.
Oh, well, right, I don't know. I guess I can't. Oh, do I?
Yeah, one more guess.
I'm going to say...
Doesn't matter. All right, listen. Here are the top 10.
Cruel, man.
The world's 10 most expensive cities for 2023.
Talk to me, freaky.
San Francisco.
Sure. It is expensive.
Yeah, so why didn't you guess it?
I thought that Monte Carlo would be more expensive than San Francisco.
Number nine is Copenhagen.
Oh, okay. All right.
Number eight is Tel Aviv.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Number seven is Paris.
Ugh, I don't want to go to Paris anymore.
Number six is the city you live in, Los Angeles.
Woo! Really?
Well done. Number five is Hong Kong.
Oh, Hong Kong. Didn't think of Hong Kong.
Number four is Geneva.
Geneva.
Number three is New York.
New York City.
Number two is Singapore. And number one is Zurich, Switzerland.
Is it really?
Yep.
Wow.
Spent
a little time in Zurich.
Did you really?
Seem that horrible. Yeah. I was back in the 90s. Yeah. I have a picture of me hanging out with some friends who were flipping off the camera in the Swiss Alps. And I'm like, you know, this is what you do. You go to beautiful places and flip people off.
Yeah. I think that's a good that's a good plan. And by the way, I think we should add a rule to this.
Yeah.
If you don't get any,
yeah,
you have to pay the other guy a dollar. If you get
sadly,
zero,
I think that's fair.
You got one.
Yeah,
but
so
if you get zero.
I think that's fair. Maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
New wrinkle.
Yeah, new rule. Go to hell, Bill Maher.
Drivers admit dangerous habits in AAA survey.
Wow, okay. They were honest in this survey?
Yes, because it is anonymous.
Oh, right. Well, then I can't tell my bad habits because
yeah, you can.
Everybody knows.
A new AAA survey on dangerous habits people have while driving is out. Mm. Drivers are revealing their bad behavior. They say it's a self-reported behavior. These behaviors are people would not admit to a friend or neighbor, but we're willing to because it's anonymous.
Hmm.
So that's what we're going to ask you to do today.
Yeah, because it's anonymous. If you call 818-955-KLOS, we don't know who you are.
And tell us your bad driving behavior.
Yeah, you know, you
we
know.
We all have it.
Yeah, you all know what you do. What do you do wrong,
one
Kevin?
One of mine is that I...
It's anonymous. No one will know who you are, Kevin.
Right, sure.
Kevin.
One of mine is that I try to change lanes a lot to get where I'm going faster.
You weave.
Yes, because people bug me because they're going
so
slowly.
Slow, yeah.
But, you know, when they look at how much time you save doing that, it's almost negligible. It's almost nothing.
That is so true. And the way I finally figured that out was that you just keep, you know, coming up next to that stupid ancient camper that's going 3
yep.
miles an hour, always comes rolling up next to you.
Yep, that's
the hare and the tortoise. It's sadly true.
The survey found that more than half of drivers admitted to dangerous activities while on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to look for you to admit, 818-955-KLOS. Speed is the most common.
That's mine, 100%. Definitely go way too fast, always.
But nearly one-third of drivers say they've driven distracted or aggressively.
Not me. Well, not distracted. I can't stand when people are texting or holding
Same.
A phone to their head. I hate
Same.
That. I stare. You know, that's one of the things that bugs me most about movies and
I'm
television.
Sorry, you stare at what?
Just a straight ahead, you know,
oh, okay.
like watching
oh,
the
I
road.
See what
you
know?
But when you're watching a movie or TV, they look over at the passenger while they're driving. They're talking for an hour and a half. They're
yep.
saying, oh, this, that, and the other thing. And they don't have a rear view mirror, which I hate.
Fewer drivers perceive speeding as dangerous.
Yeah, well,
but
it is.
Here's the study. It mentions that you would have to drive 100 miles at 80 miles per hour instead of 75 miles per hour to save 5 minutes.
Yeah, it is true.
Isn't
it's
that
ridiculous.
Crazy?
It is really
More
dumb.
Than 30% of drivers in the survey reported some kind of distracted or aggressive driving.
Right.
I guess mine would be aggressive.
A little aggressive. Yeah. 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 Get out of my way. I'm Kevin.
That I need a loudspeaker. That could be anything from texting to switching lanes quickly or running red lights.
Mm, what? Never run red lights. I do not do that.
Just
either.
Over 1% admitted to drinking and driving, but I assume that's just one nobody wants to admit to.
Yeah, but if anonymous, there you go.
So tell on yourself.
Yeah, do it.
You're the bad driver. How do you do it? 818-955-KLOS. How do you make driving in Southern California a little worse? 818-955-KLOS.
Now, that's a great driving song.
I love that, too. That's Bob Dylan's son.
Yeah, man. And that's got to be a little bit of like, hey, live up to that, my friend.
Right?
Good luck.
A little difficult.
I love you, Hove and the Wallflowers. Great stuff there.
We are talking about drivers admitting dangerous habits in a new AAA survey. it's anonymous, so people are willing to admit things that they do that they're not proud of.
And yet, Kevin and I have both admitted here in public, I drive way too fast and you weave like a mofo.
And we're asking you to tell on yourself as well. Why are you a bad driver?
I'm a drummer, so I play drums while I'm driving. I drive better with my knees anyway.
Wow, I mean, I do it on the steering wheel, but I keep my hands on for the most part. You really drive with your knees?
I have my two hands free, so I play my drums on the steering wheel.
All right, listen, thank you for self-reporting.
Yeah. What's your favorite song to drum to?
Metallica. Seek and Destroy. That's
there
a
you go.
That
right
is a
on.
Pretty good one.
Thanks for calling,
so if
man.
We
thank
see
you.
Somebody air drumming in a car.
well, no, it's Metallica.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You're the bad driver. Why?
Yeah, well, I drive with my knees when I'm eating.
Two in a row, but this one with eating instead of
yeah.
drumming.
Sometimes I'll eat.
Do you drive with your knees when you do?
Sometimes.
You do?
For short amounts of space.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
If you're in traffic and you can see, I don't know why I'm justifying it. If you're in traffic and you're going straight and you can see half a mile in front of you, you can keep your car straight.
Is that what you're thinking while you're eating pizza or what have you?
Of course. I'm Pizza Mike from Downey. We have a great restaurant here in town. You should try it.
Okay. Pizza Mike? All right. I'll come down there and buy some pizza and eat it while driving with my knees.
That's a great tip. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
That was weird.
Hello.
A strange turn. Hey.
I don't know if this could be dangerous because I could get a ticket, but I invested in a blow-up doll so I can put her right in the passenger seat, put a nice hat in the back seat. And now I'm carpooling for free.
Sure. That never works, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah, the day you get pulled over is going to be...
And second of all, you're going to have to take her out of the BJ position.
You haven't seen the wig on this girl.
Okay. I hope it doesn't come off at certain times. But thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Tell on yourself. Why are you a bad driver?
I don't know if it makes me a bad driver, but I like getting out when I'm driving.
Who doesn't?
I'm going to say that makes you a bad driver.
818-955-KLOS.
You're the bad driver. Tell us why. AAA came out with a new survey of people who admit why they are bad drivers. So we're asking you to tell on yourself. Why are you a bad driver?
Hey, I'm a bad driver. Yay. I watch movies while I drive.
Where do you watch them?
On my phone. I prop it up on my car, and I just play Netflix and YouTube while I'm driving.
What's the closest call you've had?
Not very many, because my car drives itself.
Oh.
Oh, you have a self-driving car?
Yeah, I got a Subaru with those lane assist things. Oh, it's the best.
Wow.
I hardly have to look up.
And you say you drive like a couple hours every day?
Oh, yeah.
That scares me that you think you hardly have to look up. That scares me.
That's the future, man. That's where we're headed. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I'd be watching Prawn.
Well, I'm not a bad driver, but what I do like to do is hit the vape pen that's got the good stuff in it.
Sure.
You're a terrible driver, then. Of course you are.
No. Why wouldn't it makes you more cautious.
It just seems like I'm going really fast, but I'm going like 15.
Makes you more cautious.
It is funny, since vape pens came along, and of course it's been legal, that just the amount of smoke pouring out driver's side windows.
Yeah, true.
It just never happened like that before.
Yeah. But I'm not a bad driver because it makes you more cautious, because, you know, you don't want to get pulled over because it is a potential for a DUI.
Yeah, right. You know why?
Why?
Because it's not a good way to drive. And as far as you being a good driver, you're a
liar, 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 liar.
Sorry.
You don't believe that he's a good,
he's a good
liar. Driver?
No, he's not a good driver.
No, all right.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Tell on yourself. Why are you a bad driver? What do you do that's wrong?
Well, I pick my nose. You know, I have really long fingernails.
It's
become a really bad habit. But it's really not, I'm not picking for boogers, I'm just picking for dry skin. And it's so much fun when I get something.
Wow, that's, I love that you're admitting that.
I didn't even have to tell you my name, did I?
Wow.
Have you ever seen anybody staring at you like, oh my God, I can't believe what's going on?
No, I choreograph that. I like, when I'm pulled right next to somebody, I pull a little more forward so the seat blocks it. Oh yeah.
Wow. I'm very aware. She choreographs it.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Good.
That is so fun. I love listening to you guys in the afternoon.
No, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
Why are you a bad driver? Hello, KLOS.
Hello, Kevin. It's Lugo.
Hi there. You're a bad driver. Why?
Well, driving down the freeway, keeping my distance, and people want to get in where their car can't fit. Does that make me a bad driver?
Oh, so you don't allow them to get in.
Do you speed up?
Yep, I do.
You speed up so that they can't get in?
That is correct.
Yeah, I think that makes you a bad driver.
I don't speed up, but I also don't slow down. If they like, I mean, I will maybe if they're really nice about it and ask for a while and try and.
I mean, I think in this particular case, maybe both of you are bad drivers. Yeah, the guy trying to butt in.
Oh, I know, I'm not.
But
a good
then
driver.
You speeding up.
Yeah. Yeah, but they don't use a turn signal either.
Oh yeah, to hell with them then. No doubt about it. Go ahead.
Right. You win, they lose.
Exactly. You guys rock.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Oh my gosh, hi, this is Monique.
Hi, Monique.
Hey, Monique.
You're a terrible driver, why?
I'm kind of guilty of doing what Sugo was saying, like just texting.
Just texting?
You text while you drive? You naughty, naughty girl, you.
I know.
Who are you texting with?
Like my husband, my boss.
Your boyfriend.
Just anybody that you can get on the phone.
Joe Blow down the street.
I need to text. I'm driving.
Like, I'm actually talking to you, like, while I'm driving home from work.
But are you talking on hands-free?
You're also texting, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm
not.
Right on. We love that. Thank you for calling, Monique. Yay, Monique!
Thank you.
Hello, KLOS.
Hello, guys.
Hey. Hi there.
So, my newest thing I started is I honk my horn and tell everybody to get out of my way because I'm famous because they said Carl from Jenkins Properties is listening to KLOS. And I do have good hair, guys.
We just shouted you out about a half hour ago.
We dedicated this entire hour to you.
Thank you, guys. You are the best.
Keep thank you, rocking. Man.
And thanks for listening to this smelly KLOS thing at work.
Yes.
Doing songs about
fantasy.
Give me five. Mr. O'Rourke.
See, because that's fantasy.
Yeah, man.
I get it.
It's kind of sad, really. 818-955-KLOS or...
at Twitter, if you're still on there, at Kevin and Sligo.
And I was thinking we should probably start with some bad company. Rock and roll fantasy on KLOS.
Fantasy.
Yeah, it can be a fantasy. Little... fantasy. It sort of get a little dangerous with this sort of... because it just reminds me of all those really cheesy 976 90s commercials.
Sure.
What's your fantasy?
Who's this for? This is Aldo Nova.
That's for Frankenstein and Orion X2 on
Twitter. Well,
those are
two great names.
Yep.
I love good Twitter handles. All right, Frankenstein and Orion X2, Aldo Nova for you. Fantasy.
Aldo Nova.
Do you remember the video for that by any chance?
I don't.
It was interesting.
Okay. It's Give Me 5 KLOS. Hello.
So, I know you guys are doing fantasy.
Yep.
The only thing I could think of was John Lennon's Double Fantasy album, but none of the songs have fantasy.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking that, though. I mean, I think it would be nice to hear, Watching the Wheels.
Oh, my God, that's exactly what I was going to say. Yes.
Nice.
You're the best. You're the best.
He reads minds. That was Traffic, Dear Mr. Fantasy for Kent Hollenbeck and PS95.
I believe we have time for one more ditty.
Don't say ditty. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys, fantasy theme?
Yes. What do you got?
How about Bryan Adams, I Want to Be Your Underwear?
People are dumb when you're a dumb.
It's true.
Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
I got a little story for you, Kevin, I think you might appreciate.
All right.
KTLA is reporting that Google Maps has apologized for sending people on a faster route in the Nevada desert recently. They were coming home from the F1 event there in Vegas.
Yes.
And there was a dust storm on the I-15 southbound. Major
right.
Dust storm cutting across the I-15. So they said, get off on this exit and start going south on this road.
I always wondered if that happens, and if there's any way that it could completely malfunction.
And in fact, it did.
Wow.
And Google Maps is saying, oh, sorry.
Sorry about that.
Because it wasn't even a paved road. Lots and lots of cars. I mean, you've been on the I-15
yes,
southbound from Vegas.
It is a lonely place.
And it's often very crowded, though.
Yep,
out there
true.
Around you, there's nothing at all except for all those cars that got off the freeway.
Oh, my God.
And started driving about 2 miles an hour. I actually have a Instagram video. We can post that in a little while. We'll post
all
a
right,
link
perfect.
To it. But you'll see about 40 cars in this video on a little dirt road. There's a bunch of donkeys around. This is how out in the middle of nowhere they were.
I wonder how long it took for the first person to go, are we sure about this?
You know, the whole sheeple thing, just because one person, like, jumps off the cliff.
Yeah, but the other people were told, I assume, by their
Google Maps
that
this
they should
is a good
follow.
Way to go. But, I mean, when you see that it's a dirt road.
Right.
And they kept going, and they kept going, and apparently they started getting stuck because the road was so unmaintained. And they had to start dragging cars out when they finally got out there. It was a disaster.
That
it was quite
fantastic.
A mess. Reminds me, I mean, there was an episode of The Office where it was basically Google Maps or whatever was saying, keep driving, and there's a lake right in front of him.
Right.
And he started driving literally into the lake because it couldn't possibly be wrong. But, you know,
it can't be wrong.
Believe your eyes, not AI so much, I guess.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. In What's Up with Florida, a guy that works for a pest control company would go out to give customers a bid for service, would use their restroom, and then come out with his pest hanging out and ask them for help.
Because the zipper was broken.
My zipper's broken.
Tell the kids how old the people were that he tried this on, the ladies.
Like mid-70s, late 70s.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, that's hot. Yeah.
We talked about bad driving habits, and it turns out a majority of our audience drives with their knees.
Who knew? All right, I'm off to drive home with my knees.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Remember during lockdown, you couldn't go to any live shows. There were no concerts happening.
That was such a bummer.
The craziest, biggest concert in the history of mankind happening up in Vegas with those guys right there.
Can't wait.
I am looking forward to going one of these centuries.
I'm looking forward to going
Spirit.
Friday.
What? Wow. Nice.
We bought tickets, I don't know, a couple months ago when people started going and putting up all the videos and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Because it's
so
just
like,
overwhelming.
Let's just buy them way down the line. We'll get them a little cheaper.
And 30 seconds later, way down the
it's
line
all
is
of a sudden,
here.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, cool.
December.
I'm going to get into your luggage and go with you.
I don't think so.
I said luggage. Luggage.
Okay. Then it's time for the KLOS name game. $6,000 is up for grabs. We'll take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Andrew from Huntington Beach.
Andrew from Huntington Beach. You're caller 25.
All right.
Well done. You get to play the KLOS name game. As you know, we're looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions.
We are.
The
I didn't know that. I don't remember. Oh, yeah. I haven't heard that. The last couple of guesses, Andrew, were MLB player Barbie and Starfleet engineer officer Barbie. Those were wrong. So for $6,000, what do you think she was up to back in the day?
All right. Since I'm in the beach cities, I'm going to go with Baywatch Barbie.
Baywatch Barbie.
Baywatch Barbie.
That was when she had an excuse to wear a bikini. You know what I'm saying? A little plastic wearing some bikini. Yeah,
there's nothing hotter.
Hot.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Sorry, Andrew.
Thank you for trying, though, man.
Yeah, I think we should do it sometime between 4 and 5. How much should it be worth this time?
$6,000. Huh. We have $6,000 for the KLOS name game. We'll play again right now, 818-955-KLOS. We will take caller 25. Good luck.
You can buy a lot of Barbies for $6,000. Shall we play a little
game? Let's play that
game. All right, let's do it.
$6,000. KLOS, who is this?
James Muncha.
All right, you are caller 25, James.
No freaking way!
Yes way.
Dude, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting.
Well, you get your shot right now at $6,000 in the KLOS name game. As you know, we're looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
And please tell me you're clutching a Barbie right this second.
I wish I was, but
let me tell you the last couple of guesses. Baywatch Barbie, that was from Andrew, and MLB player Barbie, but those weren't right. So what do you think it is for $6,000?
It's a 1990 Toys R Us exclusive Barbie doll, the Harley Davidson Barbie doll.
Harley David, son of a bitch, Barbie doll. Exclusive.
That's a great guess.
That is. That's awesome.
And also...
Oh, man!
No, I'm sorry.
That buzzer sucks!
That's a great guess, though.
I hate that buzzer. That's the one it should be. That's great.
All right, guys. I'll go back again later.
All right, man.
Yeah, right on. Good luck. So between 5 and 6...
$6,000.
Is it time? Should we play?
I think we should.
Let's do it. Let's give away this money.
It is time for the KLOS name game. We'll take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS for $6,000. Good luck.
And by the way, Kevin, you're saying this is one of your favorite songs off the Hackney Diamonds album?
Yes.
The Rolling Stones one? Yeah, cool. Bite My Head Off. A little assist from Paul McCartney.
Love
this
it.
Is dialing music while you call right now to play our game. Good luck. Bite My Head Off. Why don't you? A new release from the Rolling Stones. Let's go to the phones. Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Somebody's listening to the Stones.
Hello.
In the background.
Hey, yeah. Who's what are you? This?
Bite my head off.
Yeah, man.
What's your name?
Hey, it's Keith.
Keith, you're caller 25.
Oh, I am, really? Yep.
Keith, prize!
That means you get to play
my goodness.
KLOS name game. As you know, we're looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
And let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were from James. I love this one. Harley David, son of a bitch, Barbie, which wasn't right. And the Baywatch Barbie from Andrew. Those are wrong. Keith, no relation to the other
goodness.
Keith. What do you think it is for $6,000?
Oh, my God. You know what? I don't play with Barbie, so I don't know. But I'm going to just say, how about Beauty Shop Barbie?
Beauty Shop Barbie, one of my favorites.
It's not a terrible guess.
Yeah, she's always doing my hair.
I mean, it's not right, but it's not a terrible guess.
I don't know.
Right on, Keith. Well, thanks for jamming with the Stones a minute ago. You and Spicoli, man.
Yeah, I was just calling, and like I always do, and I didn't think I was getting through, and there you were.
Boom.
Boom.
Well, thanks for not playing along, and when next time we play the game with Heidi and Frank, it'll be worth...
$6,000.
What? The entire hour you're about to hear is dedicated to Carl in Lawndale.
Because we love Carl.
We love Carl to tiny little pieces. They're a Jenkins Property Management Company in Lawndale because... You want to tell him why, or should I? I don't know. Should we keep it a secret?
He has great hair.
That, and he always has KLOS on. The Bing Crosby Christmas special that featured David Bowie singing Little Drummer Boy with him aired on this day in rock in 1977. That was his last Christmas special. Slayer threw in the towel and played their last show at the Forum in Inglewood on this day in rock in 2019. The last song Slayer played was Angel of Death.